You deserve everything you're going through because you'd rather become good tomorrow than be good today. And this immense, universal, and timeless truth is really boils down to the fact every single thing, every single challenge, struggle, or behavior that you ever want to adapt or avoid asks of you to attain it or to fight it in this present moment.
You are capable of so much, yet you choose to do so little. You have the physical and mental capacity to contribute something valuable to the world, and you elect to sit on the couch and waste away day after day, week after week, consuming everything and contributing nothing. You have the option to go out in the world and do something that makes the world a better place, and you just choose not to. You know, there are people that don't have a choice. There are people who are confined to the reality that you are choosing. And even on the days where they feel like going out in the world and doing something, they can't. And I guarantee those people would be willing to trade everything to be able to work out, to be able to go to work. Yet you have the audacity to complain. You don't even see how fortunate you are that you can do these things that you don't want to do. And that choosing to not take advantage of that opportunity is an insult not only to the people that believe in you, but to the people who don't get to make that choice.
Once you start dreaming about what you can become, the effect you can have, the joy it's going to give you, the return that's going to come, you just start designing this incredible purpose for your life. You can see yourself being uniquely benevolent, providing things for people they never dreamed they could have, helping them to accomplish things they never dreamed they could accomplish. How that's going to make you feel, the kind of person you're going to become from it, the joy you're going to get from it, you just must ponder that and think about it. Talk about it and design it.
What's your life going to look like if you don't do it? What's your life going to look like if you don't fucking go out and build what the fuck you want to build? That you have this little vision in your heart and in your mind of what your life should be like. And what are you going to feel like if you don't go do that? What are you going to feel like in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, when you die? What are you going to be saying? Because I can promise you, bro, that dream ain't going away.
Most people dream of one day doing something. And because they dream of doing it, it never becomes a reality. If you ever want to do something impactful, if you ever want to leave a mark on humanity, you've got to be able to write down those goals, write down those plans, write down that dream. And then chase it down like it owes you absolutely everything, like your life depends on it because
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
It does. A life worth living is a life worth recording. You have to write down those things. You have to set these goals. Set them higher each month. Set them higher each year. It doesn't happen overnight, but it happens every day and every night because the decisions made at day last at night.
Difficulties in life is nothing that stops you because it is so heartbreaking, because it goes so deep. It carries the potential for the highest transformation. If you want to see it bad, it's going to be bad. What happened to you is not going to change. You can only determine what is going to be the consequence of what comes to you. How will you transform it? Will you let it stuck inside of you and it slowly eats you up from the inside? Or do you make something different about it?
If you recite your excuses long enough, you will actually hypnotize your subconscious mind to think they're true. Most people, you can tell their beliefs by their words and then their behaviors. The positive psychologists call it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Often in life, we go back to our old patterns of this means this, I'm not the best, I'm not that good, that people won't believe in me, people won't follow me, what are people thinking about me? We have all these questions that don't serve us. Thinking is the process of asking and answering questions to yourself. That's what a thought is. So when you want to change your life, you change the questions you ask yourself. You begin to take control of the questions you ask yourself. That will change the meaning. It will change your life. The question creates the meaning. The meaning creates an emotion. The emotion gives you the quality of your life.
Hear me very closely when I say this. A person's only limitation is in their development and use of their imagination. The mind could produce anything the mind could conceive and believe. If your imagination could see it, it could come into this world. Whether everyone calls it unrealistic or whether everybody supports it, everything you see started in the imagination.
But Seneca says, a mind that is settled, a character that is at peace with itself, will always be home wherever it is, both in location and in time. Problem lies with us and not with the situation. And outrunning this or that occurrence of that fundamental problem is not a fix, and it only makes us more stressed, more tired.
See, nighttime can sometimes be the darkest time in your goals, dreams, or aspirations. And that's why it's so important for you to set your goals while the light is still there. One day, the light will go out for good. And as it begins to flicker and the days of our lives begin to wind down, you will have a regret about what was, what could have been, what should have been. But not if you go ahead and chase down your dreams. I mean, you hunt it down. You set traps for it. No way I'm letting you get away.
Every being has a destiny loaded and coded within them. People want their dreams to come true. Well, you have to come true to yourself to have your dream come true. But if one establishes an intention, then through universal law, that intention is matched. Because so many people are listening to so many voices in their head. They're listening to so many external authorities. But within each being, there's a destiny trying to emerge.